Wapix, taking a look at what people on Twitter are saying about the hottest political stories of the day. It was a big whoops by Congressman Wu. Oregon Democrat David Wu announced his resignation Tuesday, though he's holding on until a hot-button topic is settled.
Wu is facing allegations that he had an unwanted sexual encounter with an 18-year-old woman. Earlier, he'd said it was consensual and that he'd be vindicated. But then House leaders called for an ethics investigation, and now he says he'll resign. He's separated from his wife and says he cannot care for his young children and fight these allegations while serving in Congress, but he says he will only resign after resolution of the debt ceiling crisis.
Fox News Radio's Jessica Rosenthal. Wu's tiger costume pictures are not helping him out any on Twitter, especially with at Jim McGarity and at The Amazing Peebs, while at Likeman is taking a far more serious approach to the scandal. Speaking of that hot-button topic, the debt crisis continues to take center stage in D.C. Both sides took to TV Monday night to try to get the American people to see the benefits of their plan. House Speaker John Boehner's plan looks to be the first to get voted on, but the White House threatens to veto it.
The White House repeated its displeasure with the House bill and suggested that it might be vetoed if it reaches the president.
The president's been clear about why he opposes a short-term extension of the debt ceiling.
White House Press Secretary Jay Carney says it's because it would leave uncertainty hanging over the economy. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says the president's real concern is the uncertainty it might leave over his re-election campaign.
I think all of us think it's way more important to do the right thing for the country than it is the right thing for his election.
And Republicans believe they see some wiggle room in the White House veto notice, although the administration denies that.
Fox News Radio White House correspondent Mike Makowitz. Forget passing the Senate. Some conservative Republicans are suggesting there aren't enough cuts in spending to get the bill through the House. Optimism is fading on Twitter, including at Pour Me Coffee, and at Eli Braden thinks talks are really just a gimmick. Finally, a Texas congressman says he has firsthand evidence that the Veterans Administration is censoring Catholic prayers at Houston National Cemetery. Fox News Radio's at Todd Starnes has the details.
The Department of Veterans Affairs denies the allegations and says no one should make judgments until all the facts are presented. But Congressman John Culberson says he's seen enough.
I'm going to put a stop to it as fast as humanly possible.
The Texas Republican says prayers at the cemetery are still being censored.
The VA is interfering with prayers being said over the graves of our heroes every day.
A group of veterans has already filed a lawsuit against the cemetery claiming they restrict the religious speech of volunteers.
Twitter's getting the story thanks to Todd in a similar post over at foxnews.com, and the story's getting opinions from readers like at Micah Morris and at Quilt Linda R. I'm at Chris Honig, and those are your Hot Topics on Fox News Radio.